101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Oh, how happy. That is Shades of Blue with that one. It is 745, 55 degrees, light rain around the area. And it is time for our regular weekly community conversation, which seldom is regular when you get right down to it, with Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Shades of Blue was the group there, but it seems like a good lead into the first item on what's going on at the library this afternoon.
Absolutely. Yeah, the very first thing we've got going on at the library this afternoon is Cosmic Art. So at 2 p.m., elementary age kids are invited to use oil pastel crayons and make a design that looks like a planet. So Terrica has a pretty sweet method laid out for this, and it looks really cool, and I'm really excited to see what everybody comes up with.
Ah, okay.
How many shades of blue they employ.
There we go. Now, what do you think? Do planets have to be round?
Sorry, pardon me. Allergies. Not perfectly.
Oh, there you go.
I think we're kind of, the Earth is kind of squat, if I recall correctly.
Right. So, yeah. And I'm kind of squat, too. It just depends on the day. But, what are you going to do, right?
So, exactly.
So, tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, we should say, it's, entertaining time at the library, I guess we could say.
Oh, it's always entertaining time at the library, but it will be extra entertaining. We've got two shows tomorrow by Yo-Yo Guy Mark Hayward. So, like I say, one at 2 and one at 6:30. And Mark has basically been yo-yoing my entire life. So he's very, very good at what he does and super entertaining. He's a world yo-yo champion. He's also a world champion juggler and a spin top champion. So he does a lot of really interesting things, and he's traveled all over the world. Been on The Late Show with Letterman and The Late Late Show with James Corden. America's Got Talent, and he's out of Madison, Wisconsin, so it's a good Wisconsin fella, and it's kind of neat that we can offer both of these shows at 2 and 6:30 totally for free, and they're family-friendly, so stop by with everybody for this all-ages entertainment extravaganza.
I'm betting he honed his skills on State Street. I'm just going to say. I'm going to throw that out there. That's what I'm thinking. So, I love State Street on nice warm summer days. You won't find a more unique collection of folks in most places.
Oh, yeah, and there's so many interesting little shops and restaurants and stuff. It's just wonderful.
Completely off topic here, but the Taco Bell on State Street in Madison has become the first to actually serve liquor. I don't, like they needed another outlet for liquor on State Street.
I am in a bachelorette party there in a couple. Well, next Friday, so I'll have to keep that in mind.
Ah, see, there you go, there you go. All right, movie time on Friday.
Oh yes, every Friday this summer we're showing a different science fiction movie on Sci Friday, and this week it happens to be Galaxy Quest, which is one of my all-time favorites. It came out in 1999. It's PG in about 102 minutes. It's an affectionate Star Trek parody with some has-been kind of washed-up actors who were really big in this sci-fi show. And now they kind of do conventions and get roped into what they think is just another kind of fan gig, but it turns out that they're actual aliens who've seen the show and think that the space heroes can come rescue them from an alien threat. So that's always a good time. Alan Rickman, I think, is just absolutely fantastic, and that Sigourney Weaver is great in it as well. It's, yes, one of my favorites. So Friday at 10 a.m., bring your own snacks or drinks and anything you might need to get comfortable. We are in the BI room, which has more comfortable chairs than the story time room. So trying to look out for everybody there. And all ages are welcome at that screening, too.
But you know what? Alan Rickman was great in pretty much everything he was in.
Very true. None of his movies are bad. He's good in them.
There's a strange one called Perfume. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so. It's on my list.
Okay. That one is very strange, but he's enthralling in it, I think would be a good word. So the other thing, if you're doing science fiction on Friday, will there be a science fiction double feature?
Yes. Actually, coming up, we have a back-to-back. We're doing Close Encounters of the Third Kind at 10 a.m. and then E.T. at noon.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then a Star Trek marathon, Star Treks 2, 3, and 4,
okay.
One Friday.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. And this is all, we should explain that this is all tied in to the theme of this year's summer reading program.
It sure is, which is a universe of stories. So everything is very space themed. And I have some really cool shirts up for sale that say, it looks like the NASA logo, but it says Read instead of NASA. And if you want one of those, the last day to pre-order is today. So I should probably mention that.
Ah, there you
stop
go.
Stop by the library and pre-order a summer reading t-shirt.
Okay. Also coming up on Friday, keeping with the theme, a portable planetarium. How does a portable planetarium work?
It's so cool. We had it at the library a couple of years back, and I got to actually go inside. So we clear out the adult reading area. We move all the furniture, and it inflates inside the library, and you have to crawl through an inflatable tunnel.
Okay.
And get to the planetarium for the presentation. It's super neat.
Huh. All right.
Definitely an experience. So if you want to check that out on Friday, you do have to sign up because obviously there's a limited number of seats in the portable planetarium.
Right.
But we've got three shows for that. I think the 10 a.m. show was full when I looked the last time. But 1 p.m. or 2 p.m., you can sign up. If you don't have a kid and you want to have a good excuse to come to the portable planetarium, just see who will let you babysit your kid for the afternoon.
I see. There you go.
And take him to the portable planetarium. It's really neat.
Yeah. Okay. I've never been inside a portable planetarium. So
it's an experience for sure.
Okay. All right. Doing some crafting on Saturday.
We sure are. We're making nebula pendants. So it's kind of lets you wear your own galaxy all summer long. And it's free, though donations are appreciated to help offset the costs, and all supplies are provided while they last Saturday at 10 a.m. So, again, very on theme.
All right. Sounds good. Changing things up a little bit, on Monday morning, you're going to let people know about how Interfaith Caregivers works.
We sure are. So at 10 a.m., stop by the boardroom on the first floor and find out how easy it is to volunteer with the Interfaith Caregivers.
In fact, it's easy as pie.
They implied, it's heavily implied in my copy here that there might be pie there, but not guaranteed. So it'd be worth showing up. I've seen them around the community. I've seen them do some really cool things. So I would probably go anyway, but I will definitely check it out to make sure, if there's pie, we'll find out.
I think pie is important.
Exactly.
Yes. Also, Monday at 10. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on this week.
There sure is.
The Lioness Butterfly Garden is available on Monday.
Yeah, so I don't know if folks know that the lions help us out and maintain a butterfly garden to encourage our butterfly population in our patrons park behind the library. So they get some plants that help butterflies out and get them going in our park all year round. And it's really cool because they do this program once a year. It happens to be 10 a.m. on Monday, where they read a story to any kids who want to help us plant butterfly plants out in the park. So dress for the weather and playing in the dirt. Bring some garden gloves if you have some at home. We'll also make a butterfly picture frame, so a craft after we plant in the garden. So bring the kids by Monday morning at 10.
All right. Sounds good. And then I'm just going to skip down to to Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. While we're out in the park, you can relax and rejuvenate as well.
Absolutely. So thanks to the Kettle Moraine YMCA, we're offering some rejuvenation and relaxation sessions in the park all summer long. This is, I think, the second of our six sessions, classes that cover the yoga disciplines. We've got yoga, body flow, tai chi, all kinds of different stuff going on. So bring your own yoga mat or towel and your own water. We'll be out in the park on the corner of Walnut and 7th, unless it's really rainy or very hot, and then we'll do it inside on the first floor of the library in that adult reading area where we put the planetarium.
Oh, okay. Multi-purpose.
It's all ages and experience levels are welcome at that. So it'll be a multi-generational affair.
All right. Sounds good. And if people want to stop and visit the West Bend Public Library, operating hours are
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And, of course, we are located on scenic Poplar Street, 630 Poplar Street, right by the old Courthouse Museum, which I love. You can also give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We've got Facebook and Instagram and a website at westbendlibrary.org.
All right, sounds good. And in the event I remember, I will put a link to this up on the WIBD Facebook page later today as well. So we'll see
how that goes. Always nice, yeah, because you're going, yeah. What did she say about planetarium?
Or did they really say that? I think that's the response sometimes. I just get that one. But
Excuse me?
Yeah, hey, I watched Captain Marvel last night. I still haven't seen Endgame, so we're not going there. But I did finally watch Captain Marvel last night.
And what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I was entertained.
It's a lot of fun, and it's really nostalgic.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my favorite scene happened to be the bar room where they've got all those 1990s beer neon signs that I remember oh so well. It was a trip down memory lane for me on there. So, yes.
You spent time in bars in the 90s, aren't
I? Did. Twice. And that's why I triggered that memory.
Exactly. And we're showing Captain Marvel as part of our Sci Friday series after it's out on Blu-ray. So, it's in July, I think. I can't remember the
date. No, it's out on Blu-ray.
If you haven't seen it and you want to see it on a big screen, stop by the library.
So no, it is actually out on Blu-ray. It came out this week.
Oh, right.
So,
I wanted to make sure it was after.
Well, yeah, you don't want to schedule it for before because that's just not good. Bad form.
Exactly. So
bad form. Don't you know?
It's coming up at the library too.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good time, and
it was a good one for a big screen.
How many people you think named their kittens Goose after watching that movie?
Probably a lot. Goose or Flurkin. I've seen some Flurkins on social media.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, whatever works, right?
Lots of orange cats named Goose, for sure.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, hey, have a. I hope your allergies get better. And,
well, thanks.
And I hope my allergies get better. And and we'll continue. We'll continue plugging along and we'll talk again next Wednesday. How's Sam doing?
Oh, Sam is fantastic. She's been out and about, and she wrote up another blog post about if you think you're too busy to read, here are some strategies and how the library can help you out, just finding some time, making some time to get some books crossed off your to-read list.
Ah, okay. All right.
So check the blog on our website for that.
And you and Sam are going to join me in the studio live in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so everybody get ready, batten down the hatches.
ought to be a treat.
It'll be a good time. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right, hey, have a great day. Have a great week, Hannah. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, take care.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Make sure you check them out and find out what's going on. And a lot of things tied into the space and reading theme for the summer. And what do you know? I have I have talked us up to news time.